Okay, we go on with Mimelech veKesar. At this point of the story, the Bata Kesar, the daughter of the Kesar, which we said we talked about, represents Emuna. So she lost her original shidduch, which was the Ben HaMelech, and now it's a whole journey of other people trying to come in to marry the Bat Kesar. And they'll be unsuccessful. And she kind of runs away from them. And each one has a different story upon it. So that's what we're about getting into it now. I would definitely recommend to go through the story, just even glance through it in English so you have the storyline. I'm not going to be going through word for word because it'll just take us way too long and we'll get way too involved. I want to go over what all the different people who tried to get in the middle of the shidduch, who tried to take her away, what they represent, because each one, I believe it represents, each one represents a different aspect of avoda that Rabbi Nachman was teaching. It's not there, it's not that. That's not the shidduch that you're looking for. And the ultimate shidduch is going to be the ultimate avodas Hashem that Rabbi Nachman came to mechadish in this world. Hopefully this will become clear as we go. So the first person that comes along, now again, let's just paint the scene and get a context. So the Bata Kesar is on this island. She's sitting on top of some fruit tree. She's all alone on this island. She lost the ring. She lost her soon to be husband, or was the husband. Exactly what point in the relationship they were, I'm not sure. But she lost the ring. And now she's searching. Well, she's, and I don't know, but if she's searching, people are going to search her out. So the person that comes, we get an image of him, a very confident, successful, in Israel they would say mavrik, cool, slick person. And he was a successful businessman. He was a Ben Yachid. And the socher, meaning this guy's father, was an old person. The son says to the father, listen, you're getting old. I'm still young. Nobody wants to listen to me. You're going to leave the world. And I'm going to be left with nothing. And I can't do anything. Again, this guy is he's a go-getter. He's a real go-getter, which is in the world of spirituality, we're going to call it a ritzo. He only knows the avoda of ritzo, of going afterwards. Get me at here. You're a zakein. I don't really care about you anymore. Nobody cares about me. They're only looking to you. I want something of this. It reminds me of in Melachim, when we have the two, the son of Rechavam getting Eitzah from the older people and the younger people to give more taxes or less taxes, and he's listening to the younger people, the Mavrik people, the Ritzo people, the go-getters, and he's not giving any respect here to the Zakein, to the person who's seen it all, the person who went through ups and downs, the person who's seen so many different parts of life, and he just wants more and more and more. Again, I want more. He was already successful, but I want to be a baki b'masa matan. Again, he was very successful. He was a great businessman. And then finally, and this I'm going to go a little bit outside, he sees this woman, and she's on top of the tree in this island, and something draws him to this woman. And that is that the Ritzo is, although that his whole life is Ritzo, the Ritzo person is always going to look at Shova and say, maybe I should get that. And you could see that in the world, that in the fastest paced technology world, that's where you find, you know, the mindfulness and the CEOs of these companies are interested in yoga and interested in, and not that it's a bad thing, it's a very good thing, but they're kind of like dabbling into this area, even though that the life is so, it's so, it's a, come on, give me a break. You know, they go on a retreat one week of the year, and they do some yoga. That's not really Shov, but they're looking for the Shov. They're looking for that island of sanity. that he finds in this woman, and he wants to take her back. And all of a sudden, Ritzo is trying to get to the Bishov, but she sees that I can't be with this Ritzo. So she goes down, and she goes into the Sfina and says, listen, don't touch me. Don't touch me until I know that you could come down to Shov. Al Tigabi, don't touch me until we come home and you bring me to your house, meaning that the Ritzo becomes an avod of Shov. And then at the end, when he finally brought her back, so what happens is she gets all the people, the molichin asvina, the malchim, all the people on the svina, the workers of the boat. She gets them totally drunk, and they lose control of the boat, and she takes the boat and she goes. Right, he was getting his mishpacha and say, look at the successful one, me, the successful one. Look what I'm doing. I'm getting everybody together. I'm being successful. I have a wife. I have everything now. You know, me, the businessman. I'm settling down with a wife, and he's telling everybody. And in the meantime, she leaves. She left. They came to the Sfina, the whole mishpacha of the Socha, they're so excited. V'lo matzu davar. They didn't find anything. The father got so angry at him. He screams at him. The son says, Tamin li, believe me, I brought a whole Sfina with Schora. It's interesting that he goes back to the Schora. He's not talking about that they had a woman in there that was getting married. Now he's back to the Schora. Ask the people from the boat. But they were drunk. They were not to be found. They didn't know anything that happened to them. But they didn't even know where they were anymore. When you're in that world of Ritzo, you totally forget, the world spins and you get into that rat race and you don't even know where you are anymore. As opposed to like we saw in Avedis Bas Melech, that the Sheni LeMelech, the Sheni LeMalchus is always asking, Heichan ani ba'olam. Here they didn't even know where they were. And they weren't even asking where they were. The Chara Socha Mal Beno, the Socha got so angry at Beno, and he kicked him out of his house. Don't ever see my face again. You know, you go getter, you young little go getter, think that you could be, you know, get everything. It's like, you know, the society today that we're seeing all these young people think that they have the answers for everything, and they're ready to answer quick. The fool, as Michelet says, the fool who speaks in front of everybody, who they got it, they got it. The AOCs in the world, they got it. They understand what the world needs, and so quick and so quick to just not listen to the zaking. And she went back to the yam. So that's the first person, and we're going to see all these false shiduchim. We're going to see them come back in the end, which is very important. We'll get it when we get back there. So Rabbi Nachman is talking about the avoda, the way we're trying to explain it again. With Rabbi Nachman, he said about Likutei Maran. You can explain Likutei Maran in any way that you want. Just don't change anything in Shulchan Aruch. And vaday, when it comes to Sipur Maisios, where it's even higher than Likutei Maran, if you could get higher than Likutei Maran, for sure a person can go into the Drush upon Drush upon Drush. So our Drush here, our understanding is that the first false shidduch that Rabbi Nachman is fighting against is the idea of that Ritzo. Now we're not talking about in business. We're talking about the spiritual Ritzo, that person who's got everything right and everything's done. And we're not talking about a consistent person. That consistency is good. We have to have the sun and we have to have the moon. Consistency is a good thing. We're not talking about consistency. We're talking about that successful person. He's always got everything in control. He's always got to be in front of the class. He's always got to be asking the good kashas. That was Rabbi Nassim when he met Rabbi Nachman. His hardest thing is that he had such an unbelievable mind, and all the other rebbes couldn't tame his genius mind. Only Rabbi Nachman. When Rabbi Nachman says, "Did you ever try talking to Hashem like a friend?" And that was the first thing that tamed Rabbi Nassim's genius mind. But other people are not interested in taming the genius mind. He's a genius. He's an Elui. Use it, ritzo, go with it, learn more, get more, and more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge. And the ritzo, it's a world of his orus. But Rabbi Nachman wanted to bring in also the world of his chazkus, the world of ritzo, rishov. Ritzo being his orus, but there also has to be his chazkus. What happens when a person falls? Now this person is a person who doesn't want to fall. Now, this is the first time that he fell in his life. He was always matzliach, everything was great, and he just couldn't believe it that he lost his boat. How did he lose his boat? And they couldn't even explain to him. Rabbi Nachman, as Rabbi Gerzi says, that the chiddush of Rabbi Nachman is the rishus to go into our difficult parts of ourselves. Up to Rabbi Nachman, we had no rishus to go into that place. It was too dark of a place, too difficult of a place. Life is good. Life is mavrik. Life is successful. We want the successful people. We want the, you know, on the front cover of all of magazines. It has to be successful people. Now the world's starting to learn, and this is Rabbi Nachman's teaching, that that's a false shidduch. That's a false shidduch. The false shidduch to Emunah is that perfect person, the successful person. Everything's right. Nothing goes wrong for him. He knows better than the Zakein. And that's already the first false shidduch that falls. The avoda of purely ritzo without the shov. But she goes to the yam, and we know hanosein bederech yam. That she goes into the derech of the yam. Hanosein b'yam dorech. Dorech is baki b'ritzo, baki b'shov. She sees this is not the person. This is a pure ritzo person. That's not what I came into the world to teach the people. I came into the world to teach them how to be a baki b'shov. And this is the first shidduch. Zod Hashem, next time we'll get to the next false shidduch, which is the next attitude and way and path that Rabbi Nachman is teaching us. That's not it. So the first path that Rabbi Nachman touched it, it's not only about the ritzos, it's not only about the successes, it's not only about the wins, it's not only about the siyumim. It's a beautiful thing, siyumim, but it's not only about that. It's also about dealing with the shov. And now, the socher is forced to deal. He's a nav and not. He went from the most successful person, and we're going to see in the end of the story how he comes back to this picture. So we should have a lot of his chazkus. It's not only his orus, but also his chazkus. And in the darkest times, the things that we're weak at, to face them, mimulenayim begoveinayim, to face them and not be afraid. Rabbi Nachman, this is the gesher tzar mod, lowly spachiklal. What you wouldn't be afraid of? Don't be afraid of facing your failures. Don't be afraid of facing your shortcomings. Don't be afraid to face it in the eyes and to go into the world of shov. Because the Zakin is a person of shov. He's seen downfalls and he's dealt with downfalls. The young Nar only deals with Ritzo, 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 Ritzo. And this is also the world of Yosef at Tzadik. At the beginning, he's a Nar. Everything's perfect. Everything's fine. And then he goes through Shov, Shov, Shov. And that's what built up Yosef. And Rabbi Nachman is teaching us the false shidduch in the world not to go for is that world of the Ritzo. The real shidduch is a beautiful, beautiful balance of living a life of being a baki b'ritzo and a baki b'shov, to enter in the world of the shortcomings, to face it and to deal with it and to work with it. Amen. Ken Yiratzon.